Call this conference meeting to order. It is Wednesday, the 14th of May at 4:03 p.m. Before us today is House Bill 53, the operating bill, and House Bill 55, the mental health bill. Members present on the Senate side are Senators Hoffman, Vice Chair Stedman, and Kaufman. And on the House side, my colleagues, Representative Schrage, Representative Johnson, and myself, Representative Josephson, the chair. Today's agenda. Limited powers of free conference have been granted by both the House and the Senate. I'd like to invite Alexi Painter, Director of the Legislative Finance Division, to join us at the table. Before we begin, I'd like to explain how objections will be handled. If there is an objection, we'll make note of that item and hold it aside, much like we did this morning, I guess. We'll continue to go through the other items in the area or department, adopt them, and then come back to any item that has an objection. Today, we will be addressing items in House Bill 53 and House Bill 55 based on the motion sheets distributed to members earlier today and dated May the 14th. These items cover executive branch-wide appropriations, debt service items, fund capitalization, fund transfers, language and other appropriations, and the FY25 supplemental operating items incorporated in House Bill 53 and 55. Then there will be executive-wide appropriations, executive branch-wide appropriations as well. So, Vice Chair Hoffman, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following items in the executive branch-wide appropriations, items 1 and 2, both items Senate.
Is there any objection to that? Hearing none, that motion is adopted and passes. Senator Hoffman, as to debt service appropriations.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the following debt service items. Item 1, both Senate lines.
And is there any objection to that? Seeing none, that motion passes and is adopted. This action closes the conferenceable items in debt service appropriations. We'll now move to fund capitalization. Senator Hoffman.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the following fund capitalization items. Item 1 through 4. Senate, all items.
And once again, I see no objection, and so that motion is also adopted. And that quickly closes the action on the conferenceable items on fund capitalization. So we'll move to fund transfers. Senator Hoffman.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the following fund transfer items. Items 1 and 2, Senate, both items.
Okay. A little bit of a pattern here. I don't see any objections. And so Senator Hoffman's motion on fund transfer items is adopted. And that closes the action. That action closes the comfortable items in fund transfers. So we're going to move to language and other appropriations. Vice Chair Hoffman.
Mr. Chairman, I move the committee adopt the following language and other appropriations. Page 5, items 1 through 4, Senate, all items.
Okay. Is there an objection as to page 5, items 1 through 4? Seeing none, that motion is adopted. Senator Hoffman, once again.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the following language and other appropriations, page 5 through 7, item 5, Senate, all lines.
Any objection to that motion covering page 5 through 7, item 5 and forward? Seeing none, that motion is adopted. Now we'll go to supplemental operating items. Vice Chair Hoffman.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the following items for the FY25 supplemental operating budget that are included in HB 53 and HB 55. Page 8, item 1, leave open. Page 8, items 2 through 7, Senate, all items.
Motion on the table. I don't hear any. Brief at ease. We're back on record. Vice Chair Hoffman, would you like to restate?
Yes, I would. On page 1, item 1, open. Page 8, items 2 through 11, Senate, all items.
It's a motion on the table. Any objection? Hearing none, that motion is adopted. That takes us still under supplemental operating items to the next page, page 9. Senator Hoffman.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the following items for the FY25 supplemental operating budget. Page 9, items 12 through 22, Senate, all items.
Any objection? Hearing none, that motion passes and is adopted. Vice Chair Hoffman.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the following items for the FY25 supplemental operating budget. Page 10, items 23 through 32, Senate, all items.
Any objection to the motion? Hearing none, that page 10, items 23 to 32 is also adopted. Vice Chair Hoffman.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the following items for the FY25 supplemental operating budget. Page 11, items 33 through 41, Senate, all items.
There's a motion, and hearing no objection, the motion as to page 11, items 33 to 41 is adopted. Vice Chair Hoffman.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the following items for the FY25 supplemental operating budget. Page 12, items 42 through 51. Senate, all items.
I hear no objection, and that is adopted as well. So that takes us to, I believe, page 13. Am I right, Vice Chair?
Yes.
Vice Chair Hoffman.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the following items from the FY25 supplemental operating budget. Page 13, items 52 through 62, Senate, all items.
Okay. So page 13, or rather, yes, page 13, items 52 to 62, no objection, adopted. Vice Chair Hoffman.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the items from the FY25 supplemental operating budget. Page 14, items 63 through 72, Senate, all items.
We have a motion. Waiting for objection. Seeing none, that is adopted. And finally, Vice Chair Hoffman.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the items from the FY25 supplemental operating budget, page 15, items 73 and 74, Senate, both items.
Any objection? Hearing none, so adopted. And now, finally. At page 15?
Page 15. That's the one we just did.
Page 15. 15 items open. It's still hooked onto this.
Okay.
Page 10.
On page 15, items 75, leave open.
Okay. I guess that doesn't call for an objection, but that's understood by the chair. Any other motions today from anyone? I don't see any. So I want to talk very briefly some housekeeping here. Future conference committee meetings. This work concludes the business for today's committee hearing. Once our next meeting date and time have been determined, meeting will be noticed on basis. Is there any other business or questions or comments from members? Vice Chair Hoffman, do we have a motion to adjourn?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I move that we adjourn.
Without objection, we're adjourned at 4:13 on May 14th. Thank you.